10 ways to move from UAE or Dubai to the United States and do business in the United States. We often get the questions from people from the Middle East who want to come to the United States to open a branch in the United States or do business in the United States or work in the United States. As you know, Dubai is a hub of business, and many of the people living there actually are non-immigrants, living there as on work permits. And oftentimes they want a permanent solution and they want to move to the United States for ultimately get a green card or ultimately to expand their business. So I'm going to list quickly some options that you can use. For one, if you want to come check on businesses, you should get what we call a B1 visa. B1 visa are for the business visa. It can be obtained by applying to the US Embassy or US Consulate from Dubai, and for the purpose of coming to check on businesses. It is not a work permit, by the way. Then the second option is for those who are born in certain countries. For example, a lot of people living in Dubai are born in Bangladesh, Pakistan, Egypt, or they are born in Jordan. These are just few examples. Or from other countries, European countries like France, UK, they can come here on what we call an E2 visa. An E2 visa is an investor visa. It requires around $100,000, a little bit more, and you can get what we call a permit to do business in the United States. However, the E2 visa doesn't allow you to get what we call the green card. Then, of course, for those workers who want to come here and have a job, they can look into an H-1B. Unfortunately, H-1B has a lot of limitations. Mainly, it opens only one time a year, unless you get a CAP exempt H-1B, which is open all the time, or you're from Singapore or Chile, where pretty much it's open. And for those who are Australians living in Dubai, they can also look at the E3 visa. They can do business here. But there's one better option for pretty much every country of the world, is the L1A visa. If you have a business in Dubai and it's been on Dubai or UAE or any other country, and you want to open a branch in the United States or have an affiliate or a subsidiary, you should look into what we call an L1A visa. And there are some requirements, namely in the past 3 years you have to have worked there for 1 year, and the business you are coming on a managerial or executive capacity. We have more details on our L1A video on this. And also, of course, the EB-5 projects, which is the $500,000 or $1 million investment. This is available to all the countries of the world, so you might want to look into that also. And of course, there are people who are of a special extraordinary abilities. You have the EB-1A, and for scientists, outstanding scientists and researchers, you can look in EB-1B if you have an employer here. And of course, EB-1C comes with the L1A. This is a green card which L1A gives you down the road. And this is another option where a lot of people are looking at right now. The world is changing, and a lot of people want to invest in the United States, but they just don't know the right path because they're not being guided by the right people. And we are here to help you. There are many other options. Give us a call, 510-742-5887. And anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Thank you.